Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. You're probably wondering, where is the music? Well, I have a song for you, and the song is from Jim Reeves. I love Jim Reeves. I love all his songs. They're full of gospel truth. But the song is entitled, I Can Tell You the Time. I Can Tell You the Time. Now, what I love about this song is that it has the word remember in it. And if you remember yesterday's lesson on Psalm 105, our introduction, the key of Psalm 105, the key word, the theme throughout that psalm was remember. Remember the Lord's goodness towards Israel. Remember how God protected Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Remember how God guided and exalted Joseph. Remember how he delivered the people out of Egypt. Remember how he provided and preserved the people during their 40-year wilderness wanderings. Remember how God gave them the land of Canaan. Remember our obligations to God. So here's this song by Jim Reeves to start our broadcast today, entitled, I Can Tell You the Time. And again, I love the song because he starts by remembering when Jesus saved him.
I remember the time when in darkness I wandered.
On the mountain of sin,
I have traveled so long, like the prodigal son. All my goods I had squandered, but the Savior came in, and he gave me a song. I can tell you now the time. I can take you to the place.
I can show you the place
where the Lord saved me.
Where the Lord saved me by his wonderful grace. By his wonderful grace.
But I cannot tell you how.
And I cannot tell you why.
But he'll tell me all about it.
He will tell me all about it in the by and by. In the by and by.
Just a sinner was I,
far away from my Savior, going alone,
with no hope of reward,
with no hope of reward, at the end of the way, at the end of the way.
But the Savior came down,
but the Savior came down, and he gave me his favor over my own.
Now I'm singing his praise,
now I'm singing his praise,
for he saved me that day,
truly saved me that day.
I can tell you now the time.
I can tell you the time.
I can take you to the place.
I can show you the place
where the Lord saved me.
Where the Lord saved me by his wonderful grace.
By his wonderful grace. But I cannot tell you
how.
And I cannot tell you why.
And I know not the why.
But he'll tell me all about it.
He will tell me all about it in the by and by. In the by and by.
I can never forget when he spoke to me gently,
me.
In the fountain of life,
there's a
balm
for your soul,
so I heeded his voice. He was speaking intently, through
his marvelous grace,
I am happy and whole.
I am happy and whole.
I can tell you now the time.
I can tell you the time.
I can take you to the place.
I can show you the place
where the Lord saved me.
Where the Lord saved me by his wonderful grace.
By his wonderful grace. But I cannot tell you how. And I cannot tell you why.
And I know not the why.
But he'll tell me all about it.
He will tell me all about it in the by and by.
a beautiful gospel song, beautifully sung. And what a message. What a message. Can you today tell us the time? Can you tell us today the place where Jesus met you and saved you? Oh, I can tell you. I can tell you the time and day when Jesus met me. And I'm so glad he did, because I was so lost in sin. I was like the song says, the prodigal. Young but foolish, young and wasting life away, until Jesus arrested me like he did Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus. Do you have a Damascus Road experience? Can you recount, like the Apostle Paul, the place where Jesus met you and the time? I hope you have that experience, because if you do, you're saved. If you haven't, we need to meet Jesus. Well, we're looking at this wonderful Psalm 105, specifically verse number 4, which reads, "Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore." That's the King James Version. In the Living Bible paraphrase, "Search for him and for his strength and keep on." The New Century Version reads, "Depend on the Lord and his strength. Always go to him for help." I love that also. And here's the New Jerusalem Bible. "Seek Yahweh and his strength. Tirelessly seek his presence." That's why I love reading Bible verses in numerous translations. I just, like I said before, I like to sit down, take out all of my different Bible versions, and just start reading and seeing what the Lord shares with me just by simply reading the text in English. Yesterday, we talked about how we cannot be a people of amnesia. We cannot be a people who forget our past. We must remember our past, for in so remembering our past and what God did for us, we can better face the future, because we have to realize by remembering our past that it was the Lord who met us when we were dead in trespasses and sin. And when we met him, that was the turning point of our lives. And so now, we are going from glory to glory only because we, the people of the Lord, have decided to follow Jesus. Like that old hymn, "I have decided to follow Jesus." No turning back, no turning back. Now, turn to your outlines on page number 2. We're looking at Tuesday, January the 18th. And I would submit to you that this verse, or this portion of the verse, is a renewed invitation to join God in ongoing fellowship by means of unceasing prayer. God, listen to me, saints. God, by means of Bible verses, is reaching out to us and saying, "Join me, my children, in prayer." 2022 for Grace Church is a renewed invitation to join the Almighty in closet fellowship. So the text reads, "Seek the Lord." That's all we want to read today. Seek the Lord. Psalm 105, verse 4a, seek the Lord. Notice that the word "seek" is in bold, because it's the only word I want to deal with this morning. The Hebrew word "seek," the Hebrew verb "daras," which corresponds the English verb seek, means to tread a place. Example, to go or to come to frequent. The signification of going or coming to a place or person is also transferred to express the ideas of seeking, inquiring, demanding, and also caring for, hence to seek, to search for, chiefly in the phrase to seek Jehovah. Example, to seek unto him, to have recourse to him, and that by means of prayer according to Deuteronomy 4:29 and 2 Chronicles 16:12. Now, I have a little picture here that basically conveys what the Hebrew verb dara means. Here is a country path, and obviously this was done by some machinery, but there are country paths that are just, you know, the treading of people's feet. Sometimes you walk in the woods and you'll see a path that was made by deer or bears or people walking those paths. So the word daras really means to just be treading a path, to just cut a path through the woods, if you will. You know, when my mother died in 1972, of cancer at age 33, my father moved us from the big city to the country homestead where he grew up. And my father did that because he felt he needed help to help raise his orphan children. Now, in the big city, you have these huge cement sidewalks which people walk on. But in the country, there were these little dirt paths. There was no pavement anywhere. There was no tar. It was just from my father's house to my auntie's house. You know, my father had, there were 15 siblings. My father was, you know, 16, made 16. But there was a total of 16 of my grandfather's children living on all this land. And each son, each daughter had their own house. And so you can imagine, I mean, there were paths cutting to all of my uncles and all of my aunts' houses. And those were just made not by machinery, but by people walking from one house to another. So here is God. God is waiting on the other end, and this is you on the bottom, and you are walking towards God. That's what it means to seek the Lord. God is expecting you and me to cut a path to him each and every day. Now, those paths that were cut on the old family homestead by people walking to and fro from each of these houses, and I tell you, there were paths to every one of those homes. Every one of my uncle's homes and every one of my aunt's homes, there was paths to and fro. Now, we're talking 1972 when my mother passed away. And like I said, there was no cement, there's no tar, no pavement, nothing. Just an old country homestead with all of these different homes, all of these different families living on this land. And these little paths from one house to another. And I look back and I say, well, how were those paths cut? Well, of course, it means that people frequented homes. They went from one home to another. And I look back at my days on the homestead, and I would say, boy, there was so much loving fellowship. You know, I remember getting up in the morning and I had my choice of whose house to go to, what cousin to visit, what pigs to go see, what cows to go see, what chickens, what ducks, what geese. what horses, what cows? Everybody, on every homestead, on every one of those homes, there was livestock and there were kids, and we played marbles, and we would have baseball games, you know, softball, wiffle ball, whatever, spongeball. We played baseball, and of course, we just go and cut a bat from a tree. That's we couldn't afford a bat. You went to the country store and you bought a baseball. But it was made out of sponge, and we would whack that thing with that bat that we would make from a tree, and that was it. And, you know, if something wasn't happening in my house, something was happening in someone else's house. But those paths were cut because of the loving fellowship. We sought one another, and this is what the word seek means. Do we love the Lord enough? Are we seeking him enough? In the spirit, is there a path from you to God? Are you frequenting the house of God enough? Now, it doesn't mean that you have to, remember, saints, we're not being legalistic here. We're not saying that we have to meet God at his house. But there's a place in your heart where you can meet God. You can cut a path to God in your heart and say, Lord, I need you. So right underneath the word you, there's a little paragraph here. It says in Psalm 105, verse 4, to seek means to cut, create a path directly to the Lord by seeking God. The grass that was once overgrown and everywhere is no longer there because of the nonstop, continuous searching out of the Lord. You know, we put together a little prayer manual, and in that prayer manual, there's a story of a little old woman who went to the Red Schoolhouse. And in that snowy day, it was snowing. It was snowing hard, according to the little story. But that little old woman cut a path in the snow to go meet God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. This is what God is expecting of us. The psalmist exhorts us. The psalmist recommends. Seek the Lord. Cut a path to God. So here in Leopold's exposition of the Psalms, he writes, seeking God, Psalms 105, verse 4, for such seeking of God is nothing other than maintaining continual and fresh fellowship with him, who is the unfailing source of all our strength. And so to this means drawing closer to him, to seek his presence. My brothers and sisters, we need to seek the Lord as individuals, but also as a church body. And this is why we've established a weekly prayer meeting. I'm dubbing it, I'm calling it the most important meeting of the week. We need to get in the habit of cutting a path to God. One, it shows that we are in love with him. Think about it, saints. I loved my family on the homestead, and they loved us back. And that's why those paths existed. We saw, you know, I can't tell you the amount of times I was over my uncle's house in a day. That's why those paths were maintained, because there was something good happening over there. And they would cut a path towards our home because there was something good happening there. And we loved each other. We were one big happy family, 16 siblings who loved each other, and their children loved each other. That's what God is expecting of us. Do we have, again, I go back to the question, how is your path with the Lord? If you were to take inventory, is your path overgrown with grass? When was the last time you sought the Lord? The New Strong's Complete Dictionary of Bible Words describes dara this way, the Hebrew verb daras, meaning to tread or frequent, usually to follow. Are you following the Lord? Jesus said, follow me. Following, usually to follow. You know, sheep follow. And who's the great shepherd of our souls? God is. He's the shepherd of Psalm 23. Are we following God? It also means for pursuit or search. Are you searching out God? The International Dictionary of Old Testament Theology and Exegesis says this. The NIV translates dara to look to. Point six. People are to look to, fix their eyes on, and thus guide their lives according to the will of the Lord as their only help, and also on his means. You see, not only is God our Savior, not only is he our only hope, our only help, but he is also our ultimate provider. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, your provider. So, we seek God, in prayer because many of us are in trouble and we need him to rescue us. But then there are other times when we seek God in prayer that he may give us our daily bread. He saves and he provides. He is Savior and he is sustainer. He is redeemer and he is caretaker of his children. How is your path to the Lord? Now, let me give you a little practical illustration, because I probably can hear some of my brothers and sisters saying, well, Pastor, I just don't have the time. Okay, let me give you a little example as to how I do this. Sometimes I'm running errands with Sister Torres, and we may have five places that we need to go. So I'm driving, and she's got the list, and she'll say to me, okay, we need to go here first. So we go there. And she says, do you want to come in? I'll say, no, I'll stay in the car. Now, if she's in the store or she's at whatever place we needed to go to for 10 minutes, as soon as she leaves the car, to the Lord, and I talk to him, and I present him what's in my little black composition notebook. I keep this little notebook of things that I'm praying for. It's a private little notebook, but I'm praying for the saints. I'm praying for people. I'm praying for needs. I'm praying for all kinds of things. And so when she gets back in the car, my little prayer meeting with the Lord ends. It could have been 10 minutes. So I say, where to next? And we go to the next stop. And she says, are you going to stay in? Yes, I'll stay in the car. You go handle business. That she might be at the optometrist just picking up glasses. For the 5 minutes that she's there, again, I do what? I run to the Lord. It's like I was a kid back in 1972 running to my cousin's house. You see? And so she's there for 5 minutes picking up glasses or prescription or whatever, and I am there talking to the Lord. She gets back into the car. Where to next? And that's how I keep treading a path to God in a busy day. That's how I do it. The psalmist said, I seek God in the morning. I seek God at noontime. I seek God in the evening. That's how the psalmist did it. You find a way to do it. You find a way to cut a path to God. And let me remind you that tonight at 7:30 p.m., we're all cutting a path to the Lord. Seek the Lord. Seek him. And you will find him. May God bless you for the rest of this day. I hope to see you all tonight on the line as we meet for prayer. And the song that I want to leave you with as we close is just a little talk with Jesus. Will you, listen, will you just have a little talk with Jesus? Will you cut a path to Jesus today? Running your errands, can you make your trek to God? He's waiting for you. He's anxiously waiting for you. Will you take the steps necessary to get to the Lord? I hope and pray that you will. Have a Little Talk with Jesus by Jim Reeves.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
And he will answer by and by. Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Sometimes my path seems clear without a ray of cheer. And then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. The mist of sin may rise and hide the starry skies. But just a little talk with Jesus clears away.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
And he will answer by and by. Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Makes it right.
I may have doubts and fears. My eyes be filled with tears. But Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. And now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
And he will answer by and by. Now when you
feel the prayer will turn,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Makes